This morning is Wyoming State Representative Evan Simpson today to talk about the RIDE initiative and some listening sessions going on for a couple of days in the Star Valley community. Good morning, Representative. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. Good morning, everyone.
I appreciate you stopping by. You know, I got to ask you before we get into RIDE, we're talking summer jobs and worst ones. You never had a hard summer job growing up, did you, Representative?
You know, growing up at the feed store down in Thane, it was all about shoveling grain all summer long.
All day, every day, right? Yeah. Well, I appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule to come in and tell us what's happening with this RIDE advisory group. For those that haven't heard about RIDE, first off, tell us what that is and tell us what role you've had in it since it began.
Thank you, Duke. So let's talk about the acronym RIDE. That stands for Reimagining and Innovating the Delivery of Education, RIDE. And so a little over a year ago, Governor Gordon wanted to form a task force that was going to evaluate how we do education. It's not designed to criticize the current education system, but the world is changing, and we need to change with it. And the question is, can we find innovative ideas that are being experienced by other states or other nations that could uplift our school system here in Wyoming to be one of the top school systems in the nation? And so he formed this task force. It's 10 individuals throughout the state that are not employed in the school system. he asked me to serve on that task force. I'm representative, and then there's one senator on the task force and other people around the state, and it's been really informative. We've done a lot of research, a lot of interviews with specialists throughout the country, and now we're to the phase where we're interviewing local people. We realize that we have a lot of talent in Wyoming, and so we want to hear from the people, and so that's what these public hearings are for. We're doing 15 of them throughout the state. So to start off, this will be the first one tonight and then tomorrow morning. So they all be identical, so you just choose one. But we invite the listening public to come to one of these two meetings and to share their thoughts. If they have something creative to share, we'd like to hear from you.
Now, I know that you and the rest of the RIDE committee did a lot of public surveys over the last few months, right? And I'm sure a lot of our listeners probably responded to those. Some of the results and data from those surveys have been released. I'm assuming you'll go over some of that over the next 2 days. Is that correct?
The results are we received over 7,000 results from our survey. We ask a lot of questions, and a lot of them were open-ended questions, so we had to sort through all those answers through the committee. But we've done that. We've gleaned out the best results. So today we're going to focus more on just listening. That's what this purpose is. So we're going to stimulate the audience that comes to participate and let them share some ideas with us.
So it's at the school district office building in Afton tonight at 7 o'clock and then tomorrow night at 10:30. And just to reiterate, everybody's welcome to attend. You're not looking for just parents. You're not looking for just those in education. You want the whole community, correct?
Absolutely. We want anyone who has an idea, including business leaders. What are you looking for in your employees as they come out of high school? So everyone comes. I need to correct one of your times, Duke. It is tonight from 7 to 8:30, but it's tomorrow morning from 10:30 to noon.
Okay. That's what I have on my sheet. State. I must have read it wrong. Okay, good. Good. So tomorrow at 10:30, tonight at 7.
At the school district office on Jefferson in Afton.
What is the hope that these listening sessions, what's the end goal here with these listening sessions as you do this one and then the rest later on around the state of Wyoming? What do you do with the information received?
As we put our arms around all of this data and ideas that are being presented to us, we're going to glean off what we think has a lot of merit, and we're going to prepare a report to present to the governor. Now, this report may have a lot of soft ideas or tweaks that the system can do, but it may also have significant ideas that would require legislation, actual change of statutes. We don't know what that's going to look like yet. We're still in that phase where we're gathering all these ideas and formulating in our mind what is important. But we'd like to come up with some great ideas that we can modify and enhance the school system to make our schools just the best in the United States.
Representative Evan Simpson in studio today talking about the RIDE Advisory Group listening sessions, which are taking place tonight and tomorrow in the LCSD 2 district office in Afton. Representative, are there anything specific in education that's being focused on when it comes to what the RIDE initiative is trying to accomplish, or is it just kind of a take all across the board, look at everything approach?
We have a very open mind. We literally anything from transportation all the way into the classrooms and special education, we want to hear from everyone. Now, I would emphasize tonight and tomorrow morning is not a time for people to come to vent particular issues and to attack any one teacher or something like that. That we'll have facilitators there, and they just won't allow that. So these two listening sessions are to encourage enhanced innovation ideas that can be presented, and that's where we're going to focus.
Representative Evan Simpson again tonight at 7, tomorrow at 10:30. And parents, students, educators, community members, business leaders, everybody invited to attend one of these two listening sessions. Representative, anything we missed that you'd like to mention on these?
Gosh, thank you, Duke. We encourage everyone to come. If you have an opinion or an idea, please come and share it with us.
That's Representative Evan Simpson in studio this morning. It's all part of the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network.